9, lot coverage will be, oh, here we go. This is, that was one I already did. I'll have to figure out the building coverage. Maybe
have Mike do it.
Yeah, have Mike do it. Yeah, Mike Sabatini, if he could, if that's okay with everybody, yes. Finding, you know, we just
it's going to be less though.
It'll be less. Yeah. So it's not an issue. So
right.
It's just to be correct. It will.
Yeah, because we reduced the size of the 60 by 134 right. To account for setback.
Well, how many square feet are you reducing it by, and then we can use the original.
It's close to 2,000 square feet.
Yeah, it was 2,000. Right? It was reduction by 2,000.
Okay, well,
close to it.
That doesn't help though because
I think that was 90. I think originally that was proposed to be 96,000 square feet.
It was 96,000. Yeah. What was the original length? What was the original length?
Times 3.
I think it was 184. This was 9,600 square feet. This was just the entire shape.
9,600.8040.
The lot coverage will go
59.4%
to 61.5%. So I have 61.6%. So now it's 61.5%. He's got it right here.
Yeah.
And the building coverage, however, will
what?
Oh, will increase. Well, of course. Yeah, to 34.5%. And that, I had 34.6%. That's the old figure.
Yeah, we reduced the size of the current 60 by 134 building by 1,560 feet.
Right.
Of the original application.
Okay. So then we got that straight down. He did his homework.
Yes.
I guess I didn't do mine.
I know I saw it there somewhere.
Yeah. All right, 10. Parking should not be affected. 11, grading will be only slightly changed from the previously approved plan on November 21st, 2017.
Did you move the height of the buildings anywhere?
Yeah, they say at the end of the 45-foot height limit.
Yeah, there's a maximum. Didn't I say that? The building height will be 30 feet for the 60 by 134 building and 35 feet for the 80 by 120 building with a maximum of 45 feet allowed by ordinance.
65,
isn't it? Is it 65? We've been talking about 45.
I think it's 45, John.
Yeah, I think it's 45.
Oh, it seems on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's C1. Yeah. Okay, 11, grading will, I said that. 12, there was no change to the previous approved detail sheet from November 21st, 17. 13, there will be no water or sewer connections to these structures. There is proposed a new overhead electric service from Pleasant Street. Meter tower will be distributed underground to both structures.
Correct.
Correct?
Yep.
No change from the November 21st, 2017 approved drainage plan is proposed. 15, there are no existing or proposed sidewalks on Pleasant Street. 16, no noise or vibrations will be produced as a result of the proposed uses. 17, no additional outdoor lighting is proposed.
Not sure that's a fact.
Yeah.
Well, noise
and vibration
part.
Well, noise. Well, I thought it was going to be mostly storage, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Or should I say little noise or very...
Noise has to meet the noise ordinance.
Yeah.
I don't see any more noise happening than that currently happens in the parking lot adjacent to the brick warehouse building.
Uh, landscaping, screening, and buffering has been added to the proposed site plan in accordance to the Section 19.316 performance standards. The landscape plan must be completed prior to a certificate of occupancy permit.
Scribbled in there. Issued by the CEO.
A list of plantings, their number and sizes will be required to verify the completion of this task.
Yeah, they're on here, I think. Let's see. Proposed birch clump type 6
yeah,
total.
Yeah, somebody just has to sign off on it. Maybe the landscaper or whoever is going to plant them. 19, the applicant has stated on the application that the ultimate goal is to build a permanent structure for the same purpose as the temporary structures. 20, submittals include a revised site plan dated 6-26-18 titled Temporary Fabric Structures prepared by engineer Michael Sabatini of Landmark Corporation, a revised informational letter dated 6-26-18 by engineer Michael Sabatini of Landmark Corporation, and several building elevations of the proposed structures that were included in previous adults. 21, the estimated cost of construction, is it still $90,000?
Yes.
Okay. 22, the estimated time to completion is 9 months. From, let's say, 23, the site plan was site visit. I meant to right there. Did we ever figure out when the site visit was? That was May 17th?
Or in the second meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
know, second meeting.
We didn't cancel it.
No, we didn't. And the first meeting was on the first. So it must be the 15th then.
Well, on our agenda of May 1st, it will be a site visit. No, sorry, 500 Main Street. It was before yeah. May 1st.
No, it was after. It was two months later.
After.
No, it was before the Main Street afternoon, because that was the first thing that I did here.
Right. Yeah, that was the first thing you
I appeared.
You appeared suddenly from the sky. I know. It was amazing. The heavens opened. Okay. 24, the application was accepted as complete on 7-17-18. 25, the standards were approved on 7-17-18. 26, holy mackerel. I guess I'm going to have to postpone this, this part of the, part of the review. Well, we haven't held our public hearing. Although,
yeah,
Ron did, that was a public comment section.
Oh,
so technically, we have a public hearing. So,
okay.
So I am going to open up the public hearing. If Ron wants to say anything again.
No.
No? Okay. We'll close it. And, want to get the exact right time.
I can't see it.
It says 6:06. It looks like.
6:04.
Well, we're looking at that clock.
We're looking at official time.
Okay, official time, okay. All right, so a public hearing was held on 7-17-18-27. This was added, there was a weight limit of 20,000 pounds on Pleasant Street, and then finally, 28, the applicant will be responsible for all federal, state, and local permits. Anything else that should be added? You're going to add something?
Well, this shouldn't necessarily be added, but unfortunately, while it's quite minor, I still don't think we ever received a department sign off.
It isn't necessarily required for temporary building, but you did the first time, I believe.
Yeah. But it doesn't, I mean, it's not major.
The original site plan was approved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why
that's
I
was
it.
Looking here, and I heard it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Dave Sankovich, looking at second page.
He was.
Approved by who?
Was approved by
so
the city.
Have a motion to approve the finding?
I move that.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor? Four
what
zero.
What is the floor going to be? Crushed stone?
Crushed stone.
And I'm here. I just want to suggest. We have two conditions. A bond approved by the city manager to guarantee the removal and disposal of the structures must be submitted prior to the issuing of a building permit by the CEO. I don't know what they mean by disposal, but that's within the ordinance. So I guess you can't reuse it. You have to throw it in the garbage.
I think they mean they just want it off site.
Yeah, I hope like that. And two, as the landscape plan as approved must be completed prior to the certificate of occupancy permit being issued by the CEO. A list of types of plantings, their total numbers, and their sizes will be required to verify the completion of this task. So that would be like the landscaper or whoever just has to sign off on it.
It's noted on your plan there, the size.
Yeah, he just has to sign off on it.
Okay. That he's actually done it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I'm just going to be under conditions. I'm going to say refer to record.
Yeah, right.
It'll be in a motion too.
So, do we have a motion to approve with those conditions, Ken?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, motion to approve.
Do we have a motion? Yeah.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Okay.
I think you're supposed to do it right.
Refer to.
I vote in favor of it. It's just.
Yeah. As company, I guess.